gentlemen, it is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. 62 days till the presidential election. This is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this story is only going to probably going to get worse, I would say, as we get closer to the election. And these are in Democrat-run cities, cities that traditionally vote Democrat. And that is tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and now criminal gangs taking over these cities that could lead to international gang warfare. Who had international gang warfare on their 2024 bingo card? So this is completely insane. This is a direct result of the Biden-Harris border. International gang warfare coming to a Democrat-run city near you. And then you have the police in these apartment complex where all the illegals are living. They commit a crime. One of the residents calls the cops. And the cop just says, oh, well, we can report it, but we can't arrest the individual because this is a sanctuary city. What? What? But hey, you better not protest at a Planned Parenthood facility or you're going to jail. Should I go on with the examples? International gang warfare brought to you by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, Joe Biden has been a disappearing act for more than 2 weeks, lounging on the beach. He is back in D.C. He's going to need a couple days of rest. Then there's Kamala Harris on the campaign trail with a new accent everywhere she goes. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. It's like if I went on an Australian news show and like, oh, we got shrimp on the barbie. Like, I don't even know. I mean, just be like, what the hell is this guy doing? It's getting crazy how she's forcing an accent everywhere she goes. But again, I'm not even sure if Kamala knows how she talks anymore. It's like a woman who's dyed her hair so many times that she just doesn't even know what the natural color is anymore. Kamala Harris has been faking accents and being coached on body language and emphasis that she doesn't even know how to talk anymore. She genuinely doesn't even know how to talk anymore. She doesn't know what she sounds like. She doesn't know her own cadence. And it's just getting really bad. So we'll show some of that. Now, are you going to be hearing from Tim Walz's brother on all the mainstream news channels? Are you going to be hearing from Tim Walz's brother? Because you certainly are going to hear from all the Kennedy family about how bad RFK Jr. is. You're going to be hearing from all the Trump family about how bad Donald Trump is. Well, what about Tim Walz's brother, Jeff, now making comments about how bad he is? Do you think that they'll platform him? And then what is... Oh, have you seen the latest, Kamala's latest trick on how to avoid questions from the press? This is hilarious. And we've seen it before from Democrats. And then you got a very important spending bill on the horizon as well. Loaded show today. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
At the beach. What do you notice? Yeah, that's Joe Biden on day, what was it, 17 vacation for Joe Biden? I think that's day 17 for Joe. Now he is back in D.C. He'll need a couple days of rest after a long vacation. Joe needs his rest. He's just the president after all. There's Joe lounging at the beach with his family. Multi-week vacation for Joe. And I think, in a way, this is a middle finger to the Democrats that ran a coup on him from Joe and from Jill. They're basically just like, okay, well, F you. We're just done. We're done. We're not going to campaign for you. They said, oh, remember, Joe Biden was going to be on the campaign for Kamala. I haven't seen that. No, instead, he did one speech at the DNC and then went on vacation for 2 weeks. So the only images you've seen of Joe Biden are him at the beach. Now, it's one thing for Joe Biden to give the middle finger to the Democrats that ran a coup on him. It's a entirely different thing for Joe Biden to be seen lounging at the beach multiple days in a row as there are American hostages, including one that just got killed in the Gaza Strip. That is a complete and utter embarrassment. That is a complete and utter disgrace. And there have been a lot of lows when it comes to the Biden presidency. We're reaching all-time lows. Joe Biden is setting the bar so low, he could care less about this country. I guess he couldn't care less, rather. He couldn't care less about this country. He couldn't care less about the hostages. And it couldn't be more obvious than him lounging at the beach. So, U.S. hostages, one getting killed. Joe Biden is at the beach, taking a nap, playing a cell phone game, soaking up some sun. You know, there's probably one other thing that's worth mentioning, though. Now, can you imagine, because that's a, I mean, it appears to be a public beach that he's at. People walking around. I'm sure it's a very rich, swanky area. But nonetheless, it appears anybody can just walk around that beach. Notice how nobody could care less that Joe Biden is there. Nobody cares. Nobody wanting to get a picture with Joe. Nobody wanting signed autograph with Joe. Nobody chanting for Joe. No Biden hats. No Biden flags. This is the most popular president of all time. This was the guy who got more votes than Obama. And no fanfare, no excitement, no enthusiasm. Nobody even knows. Nobody even cares. Just Joe Biden lounging at the beach. If Donald Trump showed up at the beach for an hour, there would be massive crowds. Not Joe Biden, but he's the most popular president of all time. Most votes in the history of U.S. elections. And if you believe that, you probably believe anything. Nobody cares. Joe Biden goes to a restaurant. Nobody cares. Joe Biden goes to a beach. Nobody cares. Joe Biden goes to a sandwich shop. Nobody cares. It's the fake presidency. And they're trying to fake it again with Kamala Harris. Now, Biden has returned. We might as well exhaust the Biden news. Oh, yeah. Biden gets back. Oh, we're going to be tough with Netanyahu. We're going to be tough with the hostage negotiation. You have been at the beach, you son of a bitch. Gold Star families hate your guts. And I wonder how the families of the hostages feel, specifically the American hostages. I wonder how they feel watching you taking a nap at the beach. How offensive, how embarrassing. Despicable, disgraceful, spitting in their face. Hey, do you think you can do something for our son? Do you think you can do something for our daughter being held hostage? Can't be bothered. I'm at the beach for the 14th straight day. Don't you see me laying out, taking a nap? What do you think I am, the president of the United States? No. He's completely given up all responsibilities since they ran the coup on him. Which, again, just shows you he was a puppet president from the very beginning. He never ran because he cared about the country. He never ran because he wanted to see the country or Americans in a better spot than they were before. He didn't have any ideas. He didn't have any policies. He was a puppet. He was a lame duck from day one. A seat filler. And the joyride is over. How disgusting. How disgusting is they're having a ceremony at Arlington. He doesn't show up. He's at the beach. How disgusting as Americans are getting killed in a hostage situation and he's at the beach. How disgusting is the American media and they let him get away with it. They let Joe Biden lounge at the beach while all of this is going on. And they say, how dare Trump go to Arlington for the ceremonies? How dare he? And then the Gold Star families are like, well, we invited him. No, nobody pressing the Biden White House on, hey, gee, golly, whiz. Do you think that maybe Joe Biden could get back to work? Americans are getting killed overseas. You know, there's American hostages. You think maybe Joe Biden could take some time off from the beach to try to bring them home safely? No. No. The American media. No, see, they're protecting Joe Biden, the fake president. Fake from day one. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. Same reason why the American media is not going to give a platform to Tim Walz's brother, Jeff Walz. But hey, any Kennedy that wants to speak out against RFK Jr., anytime you want to come on. Hell, we got book deals if you want them. Any Trump that wants to come on air and talk bad about Donald Trump, we got book deals for you too. And come on any show, come on all the shows. You'll be a hero in the eyes. But oh, we don't want to hear from Tim Walz's brother, Jeff Walz. He's not going to be getting the invites. He's not going to be getting the TV time. Jeff Walz, brother of Tim Walz, blasts the vice president pick, says his brother Tim has bad character. Puts off some weird vibes. You know, they did that whole weird with J.D. Vance thing. It ends up being Tim Walz who's weird. Who is Tim Walz's Donald Trump supporting brother, Jeff Walz, The Floridian is estranged from the vice presidential nominee, says he's 100% opposed to his ideology, and that Tim Walz once stole from Walmart. Well, if he'll steal from Walmart, he'll steal from you. I'm 100% opposed to his ideology, Jeff said. And he's posting on his Facebook account all this stuff publicly. He's asked if he'd consider publicly endorsing Donald Trump or even becoming a part of the campaign. He says, I thought long and hard about doing something like that. I'm torn between that and just keeping my family out of it. Someone told him to get on stage with President Trump and endorse him. He says, the stories I could tell about Tim, not the type of character you want making decisions about your future. And, you know, the funny thing is, if it was Tim on his own, you would see what a forced phony he is. He's like your stereotypical phony politician who does all these weird mannerisms and facial expressions for the cameras, except for the fact that he's running with Kamala Harris, who is the biggest phony in the history of U.S. politics. And that's saying a lot. Tim Walz's brother warns Democratic VP hopeful is not the type of character you want in the White House. Oh, the stories I could tell. And maybe he will tell them. He's teased that he may tell these stories. Well, where are the book deals? Where are the book deals? If his last name was Trump and he was coming out against Donald Trump, he'd have book advances, seven-figure book advances. They'd have that thing published before the election. But no. No, because he's exposing Democrats, they don't get that type of deal. Kind of like how now Kathy Hochul, this individual also worked for Governor Cuomo, a Chinese agent? Not going to see that on your mainstream news. Not going to see that on your local news. Now, if it was for a Republican governor, it'd be the number one story. But because it's a Democrat governor, two of them, they won't talk about it. But let's get back to Jeff Walz. Here's a clip of him warning Americans not to vote for this Democrat ticket, clip 11.
Morally indefensible. He didn't care. It was all about him.
Yeah, he's okay, I'm sorry. That's what this is. This is the... let me correct myself. This is actually the individuals who served on Tim Walz with Tim Walz in the National Guard, who was supposed to be the command sergeant major of, and then quit. He still claims he was the command sergeant major. He wasn't. When he left his post, he lost his command status. He's just a sergeant major, but he continues to run around saying he was a command sergeant major. He's a liar. He's not making a grammatical error, as he said. He didn't misspeak, as he said. He lied, and he lied again, and then again, and then again, and then again, and again. And he got called out a dozen times along the way. Never stopped lying. So this is actually, so we'll actually come back to that. This was going on in Minnesota. At the state fair, there was a Never Walz stand selling anti-Walz t-shirts and hats and everything else. You're probably more likely, just put 24 on the screen, you're probably more likely to see an anti-Tim Walz hat or t-shirt than an actual pro Harris or Biden or Walz hat or t-shirt. So, it was one of the most popular stands, I'm told. The Never Walz stand at the Minnesota State Fair. It's got all of his policies up on the board. Tampons for boys. Burning the city down. Releasing criminals out on the street. Mask mandates. Vaccine mandates. Tax increases. You know, I just hope we have a real reporter who can get down to the bottom of this and ask Tim Walz, Tim, where do the tampons go? I would just like some clarification on this policy. Tampons for boys. Tim, where do the tampons go? Okay, so this were the members serving in the National Guard under, at the time, Command Sergeant Major Walz, who then abandoned his fellow troops. And here's what they had to say in clip 11.
Morally indefensible. He didn't care. It was all about him.
He's a military impersonator.
I don't understand how he could do it morally, or you got absolutely no integrity.
The rumor went across the state that he had quit, and it was like, who the hell does that? I mean, it was just unbelievable that a CSM abandoned his troops, you know, 500 soldiers, basically. But beyond that, there's 1,000 parents out there that expect that person to lead those people into combat.
He's a habitual liar. He lies about everything. He lies about stuff that doesn't make sense. You're taking a piece of their thunder, and you're trying to capture it and put it in a bottle for yourself and use that for your own benefit.
He basically said, I've got better things to do. Go pick somebody else to go on a mission. But if you sold out your guard unit and abandoned them, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the whole interview they did with Megyn Kelly tells the story. That's just a small snippet. But that's what it is. When he thought he could just live comfortably in the National Guard unit and for whatever reasons stay in it, maybe it was for the honor, maybe it was for the prestige, maybe it was for something else. But then when his number was actually called, he said, oh, no, I'm out. Nah, I'm good. I'm out. You guys go ahead without me. A total coward. Said by them, not by me. Said by them. But he just prances around with that fake weird Joker smile. And the mainstream media lets him get away with it. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Then there's Kamala Harris. What accent is she going to get next? Who knows? Maybe still she'll start speaking a foreign language. See if you can notice the difference between Kamala Harris in Detroit and Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh. Now she's mid-campaign, reading off the teleprompter, going off the script. So it's kind of like if you watch Trump rallies, you know when he's at the end of his rally. He'll start going with the, make America safe again, make America great again, thank you. So you know it's like, okay, that's his final tagline. So this is the final tagline for Kamala Harris, and she's changed it multiple times. It used to be, when we fight, we win. I guess she's abandoned that. I don't know. But see if you can tell the difference. Is this even the same person? How do you explain this? Give me clip 14 and 15 back to back.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time. Because what we know,
thank unions for sick leave, thank unions for paid family leave, thank unions for your vacation time.
How do you even explain that? How do you even explain that? Completely different styles of speaking. Now, see, if you're like a professional actor or actress and you're great, you can pretty much kind of turn it on and off. Maybe you take like a second or two, you can focus and you can turn on an accent or off an accent or a character you've done. What is this that Kamala's doing here with the, I don't even know what to call it. The pandering, the changing of the accent, the changing of the cadence, the delivery style. It's so forced, it's so phony. I don't even know what the real Kamala Harris sounds like. When she goes on a podcast with an Indian actress, she pretends she's Indian. When she goes to Detroit, she pretends she's black. When she goes to Pittsburgh, maybe that's what she normally sounds like. When she goes to Atlanta, she pretends she's black. But she has a different black pitch in Atlanta than she has in Detroit. How can she get away with this? Go ahead and, you know, give them back-to-back again. Let's go ahead and 14-15 back-to-back again.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
You ever heard her sound like that before? Has she ever sounded like that before?
Know. Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
I mean, come on. If that gets into the White House, folks... I mean, do you really think any world leader is going to take this woman seriously? No. There is not a single world leader that will take Kamala Harris seriously. Now, she has a new tactic when it comes to avoiding the press. Guys, give me clip 13 here. So now when she gets on and off the tarmac... she's wearing headphones. She's now doing the headphones and the phone to avoid talking to the press. And she points at headphones. I got my headphones. I'm on the phone. And she can't even properly fake it because she's holding the phone up to her ear like she's talking on the phone, even though she's got her headphones in. So it's like she's never even used a phone with headphones. And then as soon as she gets on the plane, she's still in the line of sight. She takes the headphones out. I don't know. This might be worse than the Biden campaign of 2020. And now she takes the headphones out. So she has the headphones in to avoid talking to the press. She puts the phone up against her ear, like, oh, I'm on the phone. Like she's talking on the phone with the headphones in. Everybody knows that's not how it works. And then she's still in the line of sight, and you can see she rips the headphones off as soon as she gets to the top of the stairs. I mean, this is the biggest phony in the history of politics. This is the most forced campaign you've ever seen. She didn't even get a vote. What an embarrassment. If we let our country succumb to this, my God, folks, we gotta be better than that.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me, it's not just the crew, it's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist's own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, But to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know, I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
What accent will Kamala Harris develop next? Maybe she goes up north, goes down south, goes to the East Coast. Get some new accents going. Hey, anything. She'll do anything for political power. And I mean anything. You know what I mean? Ask Willie Brown. She'll do it all. She will. And so here she is. Now, quickly, Biden. It's incredible. The Democrats are now stealing everything from Trump. Oh, the Democrats want a strong border. Oh, the Democrats want no taxes on tips. So Joe Biden, when he arrives back at the White House, is asked, you know, why are you not active politically? Why are you not campaigning with Kamala Harris? Listen to what he says in clip 25.
President, how was it to be back on the campaign trail today?
It was good.
Except
I'm not able to go out the crowds anymore. The Secret Service doesn't let me.
No, why not?
Well, because it says it's too dangerous. No one gets to go out.
Nobody not.
Well, I'm serious.
How do you feel about Pennsylvania right now?
I feel real good about Pennsylvania.
So wait, are you Donald Trump? Did you get shot at? Was there an attempted assassination of Joe Biden? I can't go out in the crowds anymore. Secret Service doesn't let me go out in the crowds. It's too dangerous. That's Donald Trump, you punk. And he still goes out in the crowds. You liar. What are you talking about? You're sitting at a public beach. Oh, I can't go out. I can't be out. Secret Service won't let me go out. You were just at a beach for 2 weeks, you bum. So now it's, oh, does Joe Biden think he was shot at? Does Joe Biden think somebody tried to assassinate him? What is he talking about? Secret Service won't let me go out. I just saw you sitting at the beach. In all these videos we have of Joe Biden at the beach, you do realize that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of people walking by. Do you think any of them are vetted? Do you think any of them are padded down to see if they have a weapon or wanded? No! No. So is this the excuse Joe Biden was told? Or is he just coming up with this lie off the top of his head? Or does he think he's Donald Trump and got shot at? Joe, why aren't you on the campaign trail? Oh, Secret Service won't let me out of the house. You're standing around at the beach. Nobody's checking these people for weapons. By the way, you think Secret Service likes that gig? Having to go out on the beach with Biden for 2 weeks? I mean, you want to talk about a security risk, but I guess it's that nobody even cares about Joe Biden. And conservatives aren't violent terrorists like liberals. So you think that guy's bag was checked, guys? You think that woman's camera was checked? You think her moo-moo was checked? Oh, Secret Service won't let me out. What a liar. So again, was that the excuse that he was given? Hey, when they ask you why you're not doing anything or why you're not campaigning, just say Secret Service won't let you go out. Or is his brain so broken that he thinks he's Donald Trump and thinks he was shot at? Incredible stuff. I mean, this is just a joke. This White House. Now, this is Kamala Harris, you know, the most popular vice president. Actually, she's the lowest approval rated. So not only did Kamala Harris get zero votes in 2020 and zero votes in 2024, she also has the lowest approval rating of any vice president in U.S. history. Of any sitting vice president, Kamala Harris has the lowest approval rating. So every time now she shows up to events, she is greeted by Trump supporters. It happened again this weekend, clip 12. See all those red hats? Yeah. See all those signs and hats? Those are Trump signs and Trump hats. And the Harris Walls bus there. Oh, is that a Trump chant? So that's a Harris event. That's a Harris event, and it's nothing but Trump support. Oh, I see one Harris sign. Okay, I got one, guys. They're going to have to steal this thing. I mean, this is like, I don't even know if there's a good, like, is there some scene from a movie where a guy, like, stuffs, like, 300 candy bars in his shirt or something and tries to walk out of the store? That's how ridiculous this is. But maybe that's kind of the Democrat ideology now. I mean, after all, you can run into a Walmart and grab 500 articles of clothing and run out in a shopping cart, and that's legit. Nobody can stop you. Maybe that's the ideology. Hey, we can steal an election. Nobody's going to stop us. I mean, for them to steal this election, it would literally have to be a dude in gym shorts and a white T-shirt stuffing a whole turkey breast into his shirt and tucking it in, and then like chocolate bars falling out of his pockets. It's like, sir, are you going to pay for that? Like, pay for what? I came in with this turkey. I came in with this frozen chicken. What's wrong with you? You have candy bars pouring out of your pockets there. No, I don't. No, what? That's how. So why am I saying this? Because, and I got more evidence. I'll play some other videos. We've been playing them for, has Harris even been the nominee for a month? I don't know. We've been playing them since Harris got the nominee. And it's all these former Democrats and former liberals and people from all different backgrounds and walks of life. Or Angela Rye says, no black Trump supporters exist. I play dozens of videos of black Trump supporters. So I'm saying this isn't going to be like 2020 with all the COVID stuff and just kind of the craziness. And Trump is probably even more popular now than he was in 2020. But it's not going to be like that. If they steal this thing, it's not going to be 20% of Americans that think the election was stolen. It's going to be like 60, 70%. Yeah, it's going to have to be this obvious. Yeah, exactly. What? I'm not stealing anything. I don't know. This is totally normal. You stole the election. There's no way Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump. But she's a black woman. Yeah, so it's going to have to be like that. It's going to just be so ridiculous. I ain't stealing nothing. Kamala Harris got 100 million votes. Of course Kamala Harris won Pennsylvania. Of course Kamala Harris won Georgia. So it's going to be 60, 70% of people just know if Harris beats Trump that it's a total steal job. Complete steal job. So what happens with that? I don't know. But that's how obvious it's going to be. So I don't know if they can do it. But we do have some news, actually, from True the Vote. So again, I understand the concerns with the stolen election, and that's really what we're up against here. So I get that. I'm not ridiculing people that are focusing on the stolen election aspect of things. But to say nothing has been done is just outright wrong. And so I've got more evidence of that. True the Vote has just made a major step to make sure that the 2024 election is not stolen. So we got that coming up for you as well, as other former Democrats saying they will not be voting for Harris.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. for monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Supporter. I'm sure they have something moving, really intellectual to say here in clip 16.
I just really believe in women's health care rights, that they have the right for their own body to take care of themselves and not have the government telling them what to do. And democracy really isn't safe.
Wow. Oh, that's a double zinger right there. Women have the choice with their own bodies. And of course, he's talking about abortion. But how about the vaccine mandates, bud? No. They want the vaccine mandate. I mean, it just drives me crazy. The brain of these people is so broken. No, you have the vaccine, though. You could hurt you. That could be doing harm to someone else's body. Well, if they're vaccinated, then how? If I choose not to get vaccinated, then okay. And if you're vaccinated and the virus stops with you, then how is that a threat to somebody else? And if I'm not vaccinated and I get sick and you are, then you should be fine. So no, you have to mandate the vaccine because you could be doing harm to someone else's body. Oh, but when you rip up a baby limb from limb with a beating heartbeat and a brain in the womb, that's not someone else's body, even though you can literally see it. No, not that. That's not someone else's body. I'm for women's rights and reproductive rights. And again, 1% max of women in this country probably have an abortion. So you're talking about a tiny fraction of the American population? If that is your big issue, which to this guy it is. Something that affects the least amount of people. Okay. And then he just puts the cherry on top. And we're protecting democracy. Oh. Huh. How many votes did Kamala get? Protecting democracy. Incredible. The mind of a liberal. Stunning. These people vote. These people vote. But the truth is Kamala Harris is losing support. She's destroying the Democrat voter base. Nobody wants to vote for this phony. She is so unlikable. It's like putting something with a bad taste in your mouth. You just immediately just, oh, that's disgusting. That's basically Kamala Harris. So I got more evidence of that that we'll have coming up. Now, I hope you had a good Labor Day, and I hope you got a good night's sleep. If you had a festivity-filled Labor Day, if you were dancing around like Kamala Harris at a black band practice, I hope you got a good night's sleep. But if you struggled to get a good night's sleep, I have a recommendation for you, and that is good night's sleep. Yes, it's called good night's sleep. It's a great sleep aid at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWarsMD. And there's just nothing like it. It's kind of the same thing. If I'm not taking my InfoWars supplements, I can tell the difference with certain things. If I don't get a good night's sleep, I can tell the difference the next day. The day is just more of a grind. It's more sluggish. You know how it is. So getting a good night's sleep is so important. And if you struggle with that, a lot of people do, with the cell phones, the TV screens, everything else. Maybe you live in a loud area, whatever it is. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep at InfoWarsStore.com is the remedy. I'm speaking from experience. The difference is just immeasurable. When I take good night's sleep about 20 minutes before I go to bed versus if I forget to take it and then I'm tossing and turning all night and then I don't get a good night's sleep. So 25% off, by the way, 25% off good night's sleep right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars MD line, where we have 25% off the entire InfoWars MD line. Other great products like Turmeric 95. Again, if you're sore, in fact, that's another one. I was down on South Padre Island for the first time. My federal probation officer allowed me to leave Travis County. Isn't that something? If I want to go do a political event somewhere else, they've denied me every time, can't go to D.C., but they did let me go to South Padre Island. So I finally got to leave the county for the first time since I've been on probation. And I was out at the beach, and I was running around with some of my friends. We were throwing a football around, and if you don't usually run on sand, it's like a totally different workout, and the legs were burning. And I was like, man, I wish I would have had my bodies down here with me. Probably wouldn't have been sore or as sore the next day. Bodies also 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keep us on the air. All right. You know, I've got so many of these former Democrat clips here, I don't even know if I can get them all in. So instead, let's go to, oh my gosh. There's this other Kamala Harris. It's just so ridiculous. Oh, I cook my greens. Do you really think she's ever cooked greens? I don't even want to go to that yet either. Here, let's do this. This is a... No, you know, I want to combine all of that into to the top of the hour segment when we've got a lot of time. So instead, let's do this. Instead, let's look at this story that you won't see on the mainstream news tonight. They won't air it on cable news. They won't air it on the network nightly news shows. If it was a Republican governor, it'd be the top story, and they'd be demanding resignations and charges and everything else. But when it's a good Democrat, then no. Former aide to two New York governors charged with being an agent of the Chinese government. That's Governor Cuomo and the current governor, Kathy Hochul. A former state government official was charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. Federal prosecutors revealed in a sprawling indictment. Linda Sun is her name. Now, Linda Sun, beautiful Sun, has agent written all over it. Now, look, there are honeypots all over D.C., and there are probably honeypots all over the country. that try to get in bed, and maybe literally get in bed, but figuratively get in bed with these politicians. And it seems like Democrats really take the bait every time, maybe even knowingly. Of course, you've got the Swalwell story with Fang Fang, former aide to New York governor charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. And so you can see her here. So the situation is obvious. And I've ran into these people. For me, it's kind of obvious to spot these people, but I don't really work in the government, so it doesn't really matter. But it's pretty obvious what they do here. The Chinese communists send a very feminine, cute-looking woman to go after these politicians and to get in bed with their administration, or literally get in bed with them, like the Eric Swalwell situation. So it's pretty obvious what's going on here. Now, again, if this was, can you imagine if this was Greg Abbott? It'd be the number one story, Greg Abbott and a Chinese communist spy. Greg Abbott and an undisclosed agent for the Chinese. It'd be this, it'd be huge. Name the Republican governor. Ron DeSantis. Name the Republican governor all over the network news, demands for his resignation. He's so corrupt, everything else. But when it's a Democrat, no. And it must pay well to come over here. She lived in a $3.5 million home in Long Island. So it must pay well to be an aide to the Democrat governors or a Chinese communist spy and agent. So here's a little comment from her, the communist agent working for Hochul. What does this sound like in clip 9?
I think, you know, when people say diversity and inclusion, I think everybody agrees, or most people generally agree, that it's a good thing, right? But I think right now we also need to bring in the word equity, right? Diversity is when you say that there's, you know, many different types of people with different backgrounds and they're all, you know, invited to the table. Inclusion is when, you know, we include all of their ideas. But equity is when we make sure that all of the people who are at the table have equal access to making sure that their ideas and their thoughts are heard. And unfortunately, I think some of the statistics that you quoted is that we don't have that much leadership or representation.
Oh, a Chinese communist agent telling us we need more diversity, equity, and inclusion. Isn't that something? By the way, how's the diversity in China?
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. And we're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.